Now that Governor Andrew Cuomo has laid out his vision for the 2018 legislative session in Albany, lawmakers around the state are weighing in. New York Assemblyman D. Billy Jones represents the 115th District in northern New York, which includes Clinton and Franklin counties and four towns in St. Lawrence County. The first-term Democrat says he's still mulling over the speech and wants to see how the proposals mesh with the governor's upcoming budget proposal, which is due in 2 weeks.
We heard an aggressive agenda, a large agenda from the governor. And we'll go through and digest what he has put out there. He'll be coming in with the budget as well in a couple of weeks. We'll know a lot from that as well, because a lot of his agenda items needs budgetary support. I like some of the components of his address. I always like to hear that we are going to address education, fund it more, because we need that for our schools here in the North Country. That is something that is affecting our area in a big way. We need to put more resources and funding behind that. Infrastructure, I'm very disappointed that didn't mention more about broadband. Rural broadband continues to be an issue. When I travel around the district, talking to businesses and residents and people in education, one of the biggest concerns they have is lack of high-speed internet, and we need those broadband services. It's no longer a luxury. It's a utility.
One of the things he noted in his State of the State speech was some criminal justice reforms. Mm-hmm. If I recall, you are a former corrections officer.
21 years, yes.
What do you make of the reforms that he outlined?
Well, as always, Pat, I stand with my brothers and sisters that work in the correctional facilities. They do an extraordinary hard job day in and day out. Any reduction in the workforce in any of those facilities, I will definitely question, because we need those facilities to be safe and secure. I believe he was mentioning local jails and reforms in local jails and the Commission of Corrections. If there were violations to that, he would take steps to fix that or close a facility down. But like I said, any reduction in our workforce, in our state facilities, in our state correctional facilities, I will be vehemently opposed to. You know, we certainly need to look at certain things and reforms, but anything that gets away from the safety and security of those facilities and for the communities at large, I will not support.
What other things in the State of the State would have direct impact on the Adirondacks? We know about the third round of the downtown revitalization, the rail storage in the Adirondacks that the governor is attempting to halt, combating algae blooms in lakes, and there are some lakes that will be affected, funding for whiteface and gore. Are there other items in the State of the State that you saw would directly affect the district?
Well, we also need to talk about our roads and our bridges, our water systems. You know, we put a massive funding bill through last year that dealt with clean water. We need to continue on that path, because these local municipalities can't afford to do everything that they have to do. So we need to provide more state funding. He did mention the algae blooms in his speech and had mentioned it as a priority item before. Certainly is important. We're seeing some of the effects of that in Lake Champlain. But on a broader issue, talking about invasive species in our lakes and our waterways is a huge issue here. And we need to address that problem. We need to help these local lakes associations and these communities address that problem at state level, because it is a severe problem. It affects property owners on those lakes. It affects our tourism, which in turn affects our economy. So we need to address this.
The governor mentioned several instances where the federal influences will be impacting the state. How concerned are you about how the tax reform package and other legislation or other actions at the federal level may impact the work that you'll be doing?
Sure. What happens at the federal level does affect us here in New York. You know, we need to continue to keep an eye on that. But I will say in New York and here in the North Country, one of my priorities is to provide our hardworking middle-class families with proper tax relief. There'll be another reduction coming in this year for middle-class families. Our middle-class tax bracket, the families here in New York right now, it's the lowest it's been in over 70 years. But there are obviously concerns on the federal level with this tax overhaul bill. But I think the important issue is we need to continue to work on providing proper tax relief for our hardworking middle-class tax families.
At first glance, do you think the governor's actions to try to diminish the federal impact of the tax changes will help New York taxpayers?
You know, we'll have to see. He said in his State of the State he was working on an income tax and a payroll tax. Not really sure what that is right now. I don't think many of my colleagues do right now. He did mention that he will be coming out with more details in the budget. So we'll have to see what that is and if that really does provide relief to us.
The New York State Legislature is on recess until Monday. Assemblyman Jones is planning to introduce a number of bills this session, including an opioid recovery plan and an anti-domestic violence bill. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.